Gary, frustration in the end, because for 3 minutes you were back on level terms and were looking the side on the front foot.
Yeah, it's a harsh result in that sense. It's the classic sucker punch, isn't it? You know, I thought we knew what to expect. You know, when you see the team sheet with four defenders and five midfielders, you know it's going to be a difficult team to try and break down. And unfortunately, we conceded the goal and went in at half-time that 1-0 down. But I thought second half, we were fantastic. We showed the right response, the character again to come back out and find our way back to what was a deserved equaliser at that point and the team that was in the ascendancy in the second half. And to get that endeavour and the quality finish from Shea as well was more than what we deserved. And unfortunately, we got caught in them with that one moment of sucker punch. And it was, yeah, we're disappointed with that because of the way it happened. You know, it was just a direct ball through the middle and we didn't deal with it. But I think that's a very harsh outcome on the players there, especially for the way that we went about the second half. And unfortunately, that's football. Unfortunately, that's that moment or that margin that went against us. And but no, credit to the players, the way we come out second half, we deserve more than that equaliser. And we managed to get it and we deserve something from the game. But unfortunately, we didn't get that today.
Even prior to the goal, as that Shea scored, it looked to most people inside the stadium that he should have had a penalty, but instead he got a yellow card. What did you make of that incident?
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Shea says he got contact with the trailing leg on the floor and gone down, but look, that's for the referee to make those decisions. But I thought the way we went about the second half after that setback of the first, we knew it was going to be difficult. When you look at the team sheet and the team that they played with, you know, five midfielders and four defenders, it's, you know, that's not going to be a game with, you know, plenty of chances. Unfortunately, we conceded. Both goals were poor from our point of view, but to show that character that we did show to come back in that second half and get a deserved equaliser, it's just very unfortunate on the players to have conceded that second goal. The point was that it was the minimum that we deserved, especially the way that we went about that second half. And we were the team in the ascendancy and looking to try and, after equaliser, to actually try and win the game. So that's unfortunate, but we dust ourselves down. We're still in a very healthy position and we've all to play for.
That's kind of the issue. Well, you equalise, you've got Isaac Purcell prepared to come on at that point when you were chasing the game. Mm. Was there part of you that wondered whether to just hold him back for a few minutes having got back to 1-1?
No, I want to win the game. We were a team that was dominating that second half and we had them on the back foot. They were defending their box and we had the ascendancy. So no, the message, you have to send a positive message to your team. The second goal didn't come from anything to do with that. The second goal came from a long ball through the middle and we didn't defend that situation. It's as simple as that. But we pushed and showed great character in that second half and the lads were fantastic. You know, they deserved more than what they got today. But unfortunately, that happens sometimes and you have to take it on the chin and dust yourselves down and be ready to go again.
Just a word for the wingers, who became far busier in the second half, far hungrier to get onto the ball a little bit. Was that a result of anything that was said at half-time?
Yeah, well, look, they had so many men behind the ball and as I said, we knew they were very difficult. They have a quality team as well, you know, and we know they're difficult to break down. We just had to move the ball a little bit better and a little bit differently and free up a few situations where, you know, players like Mags and Jots could get on the ball and be effective. And I think we did that in the second half. First half was very difficult to do that. And we could have done that a little bit better in the first half. But second half, we did exactly what we needed to do to get back into the game. And just very unfortunate that one moment for their second goal. But that's the difference as well with the quality that they got, you know, to be able to bring Britt onto the pitch and with the quality that they have and in their squad. Unfortunately, we paid the price for that. But again, you know, the players gave everything. They showed the character that you want and they did that in the second half. And very unfortunate not to come off with at least a point.